to be or not to be. That is the, I can't remember these darn lines.
Right, Logan? Memorization is one of the most important things in acting, yet one of the hardest to master.
Jordan, what if we find someone who's a master in acting?
Let's do it.
Coming up on this episode of the Pursuit of Mastery podcast, you'll hear our interview with Spencer Yang, who is an expert in acting. We asked,
what have been the biggest obstacles in your career and how did you overcome them?
And
if you were to give a step-by-step advice for memorizing lines for scripts, what would it be?
Then we'll take you on a journey as we figure out how to, and struggle to, perform a script entirely from memory. Finally, we'll check back in and discuss what went well, what went less well, and what we learned along the way. So, Jordan, I hear that you're working on a big project.
Yeah, I am. So, I am going to be a part of season 2 of a TV show on Tubi and Roku TV called Small Town Outsiders. My co-star is Spencer Yang, who we will hear later on. And that's the reason why I decided on using the script, because it's something that I'm going to be using in a few months, and I thought that I would definitely like to improve my acting.
And I want to join Jordan because I absolutely love acting. Now, Jordan, I don't know about you, but I have been in like small local theater performances since I was 6 years old. I think my last show was in 2023.
Wow. I have not been in any shows, except unless you count the middle school plays where I played a tree and I played a rock. Not the rock, but I played a rock. And so I just would love to improve my acting skills. I have basically no experience, so I'm kind of going into this completely blind.
On a lovely Tuesday afternoon, Jordan and I kicked off our first script read-through.
Okay. If you saw the setup I had right now, like, I'm in the Residence Tower quiet rooms, and I have, like, 3-4 couch cushions, like, surrounding my microphone.
Oh,
and,
no!
And, like, I'm, like, angled at this weird position, because, like, I'm trying to find, like, the best, quietest place, and I thought I found it, but then, like, the wind started picking up, and like apparently you can like kind of hear people walking by. I don't know. I think I'm in a good spot though. So
after a brief conversation, Jordan and I finally started reading the script. This script is actually going to be one that Jordan is going to perform in a TV show. April Fools. Do you remember the setup I was talking about just a few moments ago? Well,
okay.
Whoa.
What happened?
Everything kind of came crashing down around my microphone. It's okay.
Oh,
it's
no.
All right. I think that happened.
Okay. For real this time.
The students spew out of the classroom door with Justin cutting through. Pamela catches up to him and stops him.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Pamela. Pamela Gardner.
Justin. How
I
do you
know
say
that.
Your last name?
Oh, Cho. You don't have to if you don't want
to. Oh,
Cho.
I just
want to
make sure I got it right. Justin Cho.
I know that. You practically told the whole class.
Oh, ha. Huh, right.
Hey, don't worry about Chase and those guys. They act like jerks, but they won't do anything.
Oh, you know them?
More than you think. Chase has been that way since freshman year.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, what is a girl like you doing here?
A girl like me?
No, I don't mean any offense. It's just like, you seem way smarter than anyone here.
Oh, I missed a semester. My mom was sick and with my dad at work, and I was a caregiver.
Sorry about that.
Why sorry? I gotta skip school and be with my best friend for 18 weeks. She's good now anyway. I'm just playing catch up.
Cool.
Cool indeed. After this, Jordan and I would go our separate ways. I started practicing. Jordan would interview our expert, Spencer Yang, who is an actor and a director. Isn't that fancy?
All right, so my name is Spencer Yang. I am 25 years old, and I'm located in Mansfield, Texas.
And what do you do for a living, and what are some of your hobbies?
So what I do for a living is I mainly act, but I mostly get my income from TikTok. And some of my hobbies are drawing, playing guitar, and just learning any new instrument I can. So when I started acting, I think I was about like 14 or 15 years old. It was definitely freshman year of high school.
Oh, that's great. What made you want to get into acting professionally? I know that you do social media and stuff, but how did you want to start acting professionally in front of the big screen?
So what made me want to start acting professionally, it was when I partnered up with my friend, Michael Hill. And I remember I did a movie with him, and I was like a small role in this movie, but that really opened my eyes to more to doing more film stuff because I felt like it was more in my avenue. It felt more realistic, and it kind of worked better with my voice because for theater, I would have to project, and that just did not feel right to me. And yeah, just going into film, I feel like it was a better avenue for acting.
How many shows and or movies have you acted in, if you can recall?
Okay, so the main one is Small Town Outsiders. That's streaming on Tubi TV and Roku currently, which Jordan would be a part of in the second season. And some others, mainly the other things I've been in are in like short films that students made back in college.
Do you have any goals? Like, what would be your dream? What would be your dream genre or dream co-star to act beside in a movie?
My dream genre would definitely be like a drama, like an A24 type like movie that's about like just a space and time with people. As far as co-stars go, I don't really have a co-star in mind. It'd be cool to work with Leonardo DiCaprio. That's the first guy
Iconic.
of yeah, whenever you think of acting. So it would be cool to work with him.
What have been the biggest obstacles in your career, and how did you overcome them? You could always talk about one.
So the biggest obstacle I overcome was it would have to be my parents. They weren't really supportive of this dream because like it's kind of like a stereotype where it's just like East Asian parents, they're kind of like you have to be a doctor, a lawyer, and go into STEM, which is a very true stereotype. They want me to go into that stuff. And as soon as I went into acting, they kind of tried to push me away from it as much as they can. It wasn't until I started making money from TikTok where they kind of like laid back a little bit and they're like, okay, you're making some sort of money. You can do whatever you want.
Like, you can
And
make a big career out of this.
yeah.
If you were to give a step-by-step advice for memorizing lines for scripts, what would it be?
Ooh, if I were to give a step-by-step advice on how to memorize lines. At the end of the day, lines kind of is the easiest part of acting. So what you do is basically a sheet of paper and write down the first letter of each line, of each like word of a line. And then once you have it all written down, basically you try to memorize it and you read the letters and fill in the rest. And you just continue like that. And if you're like lost, you look back at the lines. And so it gets to the point where you just see the letters and you know exactly what to say. And then eventually you do it without looking at the letters.
Where did you learn some of your techniques that you now utilize in your field?
It's funny because a lot of the stuff I've learned in the past had to do with theater. So they're more theatrical, more performative. And I've been taking classes in this like reputable thing. It's called Playhouse West, and they just opened a Dallas branch recently. And this whole academy is very like well known within the acting world because they're like, I wouldn't say prestigious, but it holds a lot of weight. What I'm learning is the Meisner technique, and that's basically living out truthfully within the given circumstances instead of just performing it. So like I had to unlearn so much, like with me like writing down notes on my script, being like, oh, for this line, I should make my inflection go up, or in this line, I should do this. The whole point of Meisner is to let go of all that and trust your instinct and take things personally that your partner says so you can give a genuine performance. And making sure that that performance isn't coming from like emotional recall, which is another technique. But instead, it's coming from your power of empathy and kind of putting yourself in that situation that is that's detached from your life.
Have you ever found it difficult to separate the character that you're playing and yourself? Because I know that you do work with, friends a lot. Is it ever hard to separate, like, oh, this is like my best friend I'm working with right here, like, and we're going through like a difficult scene or something. You know what I mean? Like, what would be, have you ever found it difficult to balance that?
At the end of the day, it's like I don't really find it hard to kind of detach myself from the scene because at the end of the day, it's like one of those things where just like, yes, take things personally within the scene, but it's a scene. Like whatever happens during it, like it's all made up. And that's not how you truly feel about that person, or that's not how you like specifically if like you get in an argument with someone, you don't actually hate the person. It's just a scene. It is like a little tiptoey because there are like it is coming from like a genuine place from you. It's just one of those things where it's just like, all right, it's like almost playing pretend, you know. Genuine feelings are there, but at the end of the day, we all have that mental acknowledgement that this is just a scene. This is just like work, pretty much.
And then lastly, what would be one word of advice that you would give to somebody who is starting out?
A word of advice that I would give to someone starting out acting: don't. I'm just kidding. That's a joke, but it came with like a little bit of truth in it. Like if you're gonna start out acting, it's gonna be a hard journey. There's gonna be a lot of rejections. There's gonna be a lot of negativity, a lot of toxic work environments, a lot of like uncomfortable situations with executives or stuff like that. I've heard this quote before. It's like, if you want to be famous, don't be an actor. You can try any other art to be famous or any other thing to be famous, but don't be an actor because being an actor is probably one of the most hardest thing to do because we are very much disposable in the industry. You need to have a lot of mental fortitude for that and kind of be watchful for anything that's like weird or suspicious that's going on because yeah, it's just the industry and it sucks, but to be able to kind of navigate that is also a skill that you need to learn as an actor.
Now that we heard from an actor about his method and advice, Logan and I are going to try to incorporate it into our practice sessions as well as memorization. Speaking of Logan, let's check to see how things are going.
I know as an actor, you kind of have to do vocal warm-ups to get your voice going. And anytime, like before I record anything for like YouTube or like start live streaming or a podcast or something, I kind of do like a warm-up by a microphone check per se, by going like I made a whole bunch of like random noises into my microphone.
After doing some vocal warm-ups, I finally got around to reading the script.
Hey, oh, hey, Pamela Gardner, Justin, Chow, Cho? God damn it, I forgot what the name was. Was it Cho or Chow? The last name would continue to be an issue for me for every other recording session going forward. I don't mean any offense, it's just like, you seem way smarter than everyone here. I got a little carried away with reading the entire script. Caregiver. Sorry about that. I started. I'm just playing catch up. Cool. And then, yeah. See you next class. Okay. I read over the script again, this time mostly to myself, so that way I can get a grasp on what my lines were. Then I went again, this time only reading my lines. Joe. Huh. Right. Oh, you know them? I spent some more time yammering to myself before I decided, you know what? I'm going to see how much I know straight from memory. Justin, Cho. What's the next line? I know that you practice the. Oh, ha, right. It didn't go as well as I hoped. They won't do anything. Oh, you know these guys? Oh, you know them, but I was close. Nah, dang it. It was, I was wondering, what is a girl like you doing here? Yeah. I'll see you next class. Damn it. Oh, cheese and crackers. I'm gonna die. What is a girl like you doing here? Yes. No, I don't mean eventually. Yes! Woohoo! I'm getting it, guys. I'm getting it. Yay! See you next class. Ah, messed up. I forgot one word. It's a yeah. See you next class. Now, how about Jordan? How is she doing?
This is a little check-in that I'm doing, and I'm actually going to be trying a technique that Spencer told us about earlier, which is labeling out the first letter of every word and seeing if we can get down the line. So I have all the letters down here. The letters is so weird. So it's WSIGTSCSABWMFF1WSGNASIJPCU. Okay, so here we're going to be trying the method. Okay. Why sorry? I got to skip school and be with my best friend for... It's 18 weeks.
I am not able to get numbers into my head. There's a line in the script where it says 18 weeks, and I keep wanting to say something else, or right when it comes up to that portion, is like, oh crap, how many weeks was it? What's the big number that's put right there? And then I stumble across on the rest of my lines. And it sucks because that's one of like the last lines too, so I definitely need to get that down.
She's good now anyways, so I am just playing catch up. Okay, hopefully that was decent. I'm still getting used to the 18 weeks part. I know that there's a number there, but I keep forgetting it's 18. I've always been bad with numbers, but I have that, and I guess that trick worked.
Sounds like she's doing a little bit better than me.
On a Thursday after class, Logan and I got together in person and reviewed our lines. This is how it went.
We are in a little conference room right now. We are filming this in person. Okay, cool. This makes me nervous.
Oh, at least you have the script.
I have the script.
You have the script. If I mess up, you're going to look at me and be like,
Okay. Hey.
Hey.
Pamela Gardner.
Justin Cho.
I know that. You practically told the whole class.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hey, don't worry about those guys. Or don't worry about Chase and those guys. They act like jerks, but they won't do anything.
As you could tell, there are some times where I do stumble across the lines and I have to look back at the paper to remember.
Chase has been that way since freshman year.
Logan did forget a line because he was going straight off memorization, so I did have to remind him.
Okay, good to know. So I was wondering, what's a girl like you doing?
A girl like me?
I didn't mean any offense, it's just... You seem way smarter than the rest of us.
Oh, I miss a semester. My mom was sick, and she was with my dad at work, and I was just the caregiver.
Oh.
I'm not too good at this. I gotta keep looking at the script.
It's okay. Wait. No, I don't. I did. It's just cool.
You just say sorry about that.
Oh no, I just say geez. Sorry about that.
Why sorry? I got to skip school and be with my best friend. It's always the numbers. Be with my best friend for 18 weeks. Anyways, she's good now.
Cool.
As you can tell, there were definitely some times when I was struggling to memorize my lines, but I have gotten so much better since then.
Yippee. Okay.
That's what we got.
So it's back to the practice booth for Jordan and I. Let's see what Jordan was up to.
Okay, here is another check-in, and I believe I have down the somewhat big portion of the lines memorized. So
memorizing is not my forte, I guess. That's what I'm gonna say. So I will be trying to memorize lines and then all of a sudden it just goes away. But then right when I look at the piece of paper that has the word on it, once I see the first word, I remember all the words, if that makes any sense.
The line that I had the most difficult with was the 18 weeks one. So the line fully, not even looking at the paper. Okay. Why sorry? I got to be with my best friend for 18 weeks. She's good now anyways. So I'm just playing catch up. There we go. Woohoo! Okay. I technically have everything else fully down, fully memorized. And I think I'm good to go.
How about me? What was I up to? For today's practice session, I am going to try the thing that Spencer told us to do, and that was to write the first letter of each of our lines and go from there. I then proceeded to grab my pen and my notepad and began to write down the first letter of every single line. Took a little bit of work and a lot of aggressive staring at my phone, but I was able to get all the letters down, and I made an interesting discovery. Okay, so I just got done writing, and I realized that like four of my lines start with the letter O. So that's going to be great. I see like four O's, and like I'm honestly a little confused, but it's okay. We'll figure it out. Oh, hey, Pamela Garner, Justin Chow. Is it Cho or Chow? I really need to ask Jordan if it's Cho or Chow. More than you think. And this line is continued on the next page. Yay! I was wondering, what is a girl like you doing here? Sweet. No, I didn't mean like that. You're just way smarter than everyone else here. Oh, damn. I really was like, oh yeah, I got it, I'm so cool, guys. And then I really just butchered that, holy cow. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Oh, I just say sorry, darn. It's just sorry about that. End scene. Wow, other than the sorry about that, I think that was a pretty banger take. But I remembered all my lines. Yeah, sure, buddy, sure. Let's see how you and Jordan fare next time you two meet.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for being here today. This is Logan and Jordan's final take rehearsing some lines for a upcoming TV show. Hey.
Hey.
Pamela Gardner.
Justin Cho.
I know that. You practically told the whole class.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hey, don't worry about chasing those guys. They act like jerks, but I promise they won't do anything.
Oh, you know them?
More than you'd think. Chase has been that way since freshman year.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I was wondering, what is a girl like you doing here?
A girl like me?
I didn't mean any offense. It's just you're so much smarter than everyone else here.
Oh, I missed a semester. My mom was sick and she was with my dad and I was the caregiver.
Sorry about that.
Why sorry? I got to skip school and be with my best friend for 18 weeks. She's good now anyway. I'm just playing catch up.
Cool.
Okay, Mr. Cho, I'll see you next class.
Yeah, see you next class.
Woo!
We did it!
Yeah, we did it! We did it, woo! Yay! There we go.
All right, okay. Awesome. Alrighty, so I think that was a really good read through, Jordan. What do you think?
I think it was too. I think we did a phenomenal job.
Well, I should say read through because we did it all from memory. Woo!
Yeah. Woo!
That's fantastic. Alright, but this trip wasn't without its problems. Jordan, what would you say was probably the hardest thing for you?
Numbers. If there's any numbers in scripts, as for me, I'm horrible at math. And so I just don't have that good relationship with numbers. So if there are any numbers in scripts, it is very hard for me to remember the exact number. I was able to get it down at the end, and I also used the method that Spencer taught us about writing down one letter and then saying the line that goes with it, basically. What about you? What would you say was one of the hardest things for you?
I think that Justin had some like repeating lines or lines that sounded very similar. Mm-hmm. So making sure I said it the right amount of times was also important.
Yes. Well, okay. Either way, we made it out there alive. We ended up getting it in at the end.
That's true. What was one thing that went really well for you?
One thing that went very well, I would say I really like how there wasn't too many block paragraphs. That's another thing that I struggle with. I was able to get the very big block paragraph pretty much done. I do have some more that's in the script that we didn't go over that I am definitely going to be using my now new knowledge of experiencing that. And then that's going to be how I guess, try to memorize the rest of them. But overall, I had a really, really fun time. I think it was so cool to jump into a character. And yeah, I don't know. What about you?
Oh yeah, 100%. My character didn't have any block paragraphs. I know that those are hard. I'm actually really impressed with myself on how quickly I was able to not only pick up, but memorize the script. I was really excited that I just started getting it pretty quickly.
I think that's great.
Yeah. What was something that you learned along the way? I'm going to start this one off. I never thought of writing down the first letter of each line and going through that way. That is really interesting, and if I ever do get back into like acting at all, I'm going to take that and I'm going to use that, because that helped me a lot.
I would probably say the exact same. I did end up using that technique, and it helped me a crap ton, especially because I'm not too familiar with the art of actually acting or memorization, because I've always been terrible with memorization. So I think that helps me out, and I might even start to use that in my own personal life as well, like for schooling.
Oh, you might be onto something. That might be how I can remember like words and definitions and stuff for class.
Yeah.
Alrighty, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Pursuit of Mastery podcast. We hope that you enjoyed the episode.
We hope that you enjoyed, and stay tuned for our next episode. It'll be out next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hope to see you there.